July 20th, Tuesday. How can you possess a different set of eyes? While shepherding his father-in-law's sheep, Moses heard God's voice telling him to lead Israel out of Egypt. Jethro acknowledged and raised Moses to the extent that he entrusted his entire farm to him. When Moses said that he would go before Pharaoh, Jethro, who was worried about his daughter, could have stopped Moses from going. Instead, Jethro supported Moses to reach Egypt. After the Exodus, Jethro brought sacrifices with Moses and worshiped before God. Jethro was instrumental in proposing a system of chiefs over tens, hundreds, and thousands, which helped lead Israel. What was Jethro able to see? Jethro's business missions. Exodus chapter 2, verse 18. When they came home to their father Reuel, he said, "How is it that you have come home so soon today?" People spend their time and effort on areas that they feel are important. Also, their direction in life changes depending on where they focus. Those who focus on God's interests and desires will receive God's attention and guidance. Jethro was such a person. What was the difference between him and his industry that he did compared with others? Number one, the eyes to see the age. Jethro possessed the eyes to see the age. There are still many nations and people groups around the world that need to hear the gospel. Although you must preach the gospel throughout the world, if you look to those from various ethnic groups that are already in this country, you'll receive new answers. Of course, those who are unaware of the gospel are targets of evangelism, but people from other ethnic groups who live here can become valuable doors to transform their countries through the gospel. This was the part that Jethro saw. Number two, businesses that will save the age. God's people were enslaved for over 400 years in Egypt, which was ruled by Pharaoh, who was unaware of God. If you cannot properly enjoy the gospel in a world dominated by the forces of darkness, you have no choice but to live as a slave to the world. The 10 plagues revealed by God that ended the Israelites' slavery and his guidance to the promised land of Canaan demonstrated God's desire to save the world. God wanted to heal and restore Egypt, which had worshipped idols and left him. Within that stream, Jethro utilized his own business for missions. Even now, God uses people like Jethro, who have realized and enjoyed the gospel as well as their businesses, to save others and change the world. Dear God, please open my eyes to the fields that you've prepared so that I can save the nations of the world through the gospel that has redeemed me. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.